The response was expected and the usual, where SADC leaders take people for granted, where they don't really seem to be listening to what people are saying, where they move on and begin and continue to work as a club of detectors and fraudsters. I will say this because the club afterwards, they went on to endorse Zimbabwe's election as peaceful and free. They did not mention fairness, they did not mention credibility, which is actually part of their principles and guidelines. Further on, they also moved on to allow Zimbabwe to be the chair, the deputy chair of the SADC Heads of States and Government Summit as well, meaning that in the next summit before the Malawi elections, Zimbabwe will likely be chairing SADC, and also Zimbabwe will be participating in the organ for defense and politics as well.
So what does that mean for the region, and in particular with your efforts as civil society to try and force SADC to look at issues that you are raising?
Well, what it means certainly is that there is a grave concern and there is need for vigilance within the citizens, within SADC and civil society as well going forward. Because certainly what it means is that Zimbabwe has been given the opportunity to make sure that the precedence that has been set in our country is then followed up and it becomes a pattern within the region. But what it also means is that as civil society, we have been awakened to the reality that we will need to work with citizens and also work to generate a lot of pressure to try and force our heads of state and government and also force the community of SADC, heads of state and government, to ensure that they begin to listen to what we are saying, but also do effective mechanisms in terms of monitoring elections and effective mechanisms of sharing experiences so that we can be effective in our work of carrying oversight and also advocating for democratic reforms and democratic elections.